This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Oh, you ain't black, says Joe Biden. You ain't black if you don't know to vote for Joe Biden. I love how this demented old white fogey gets to tell black people that they're not black and he thinks that's okay. I mean, wow, have you ever seen a Democrat? I mean, this isn't just pandering to the black community. I don't even know what you call this. This is beyond racist. This is anti-human dignity. I mean, you ain't black if you don't know to vote for Joe Biden? Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm actually not black, but I'm pretty sure black people are not happy about hearing that. So I am now updating my odds of Trump winning the election substantially. Previously, I had been, well, actually, there have been two things. I now give Trump 3 out of 4 of winning. And I know that's a major revision because it was not long ago I was giving him 1 out of 8. But the two things that just changed, and I wanted to share them with you. This is Mike Adams here, by the way, May 22nd, with a quick update. This is the day Joe Biden said, "You ain't black." And I think he said it in kind of like a black sounding slang. I don't know. Can you be insulting on more levels than Joe Biden? My God. But two things that have happened. Number one, Trump is, I've learned from very reliable sources that Trump is not he hasn't sold out to Big Pharma. I was very concerned that he had. I had written critically about Dr. Fauci being an influencer in the White House and about Trump initially touting, you know, vaccines as the cure-all and everything. Well, I now know that he's actually just playing good strategy with these people. He put Dr. Fauci out front to expose Dr. Fauci, which has already happened. He defunded the WHO. Trump was out there talking about zinc. Trump has said, we're not going to endure a second lockdown and on and on. And he said, a vaccine or no vaccine, we're going to reopen America. So Trump, and he's 100% protecting a choice when it comes to vaccines. He's not going to push vaccines on anybody, not at the federal level. It may happen by state governors, but it's not going to come from Trump. So this is all really reaffirming. Trump is not a Big Pharma puppet. He's actually exposing Big Pharma. So that's huge. And then today with Joe Biden saying, you ain't black if you don't vote for him, pretty much that the black vote has now strongly shifted in favor of Trump. And as you may know, the black vote, as they call it, you know, black America, African Americans, who are they voting for? If even a small percentage of black folks across America shift their votes to Trump, then Trump wins in a landslide. You know, the Democrats depend on the black vote so much that they now diss black people by saying you aren't even black if you don't vote for a Democrat. Again, can you think of anything more insulting? This guy, Joe Biden, he's lost his mind. I mean, I know that was obvious before today, but I say keep him going. I want to see him in a debate. I want to see him coming up with more of these gems, these racist, insulting, demented, low IQ comments, outbursts. It's almost like he's got like racist Tourette's. Like he's just going to run around screaming, motherfucker, motherfucker, on stage all the time or something. But throwing in, you know, the N-word or something in there because he's got racial Tourette's. That's a whole new disorder. Maybe it's a side effect of COVID-19. Joe Biden, the first neurological curiosity with racial Tourette's. How else is he going to insult black people? And by the way, he hasn't gotten around yet to insulting Hispanic people yet. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be totally fascinating and, you know, sickening, actually. How's he going to insult Latinos? You know, how's he going to insult women? I mean, he's like a showcase of the most amazing parts of the Democrat Party at the moment. You know, he's incompetent. He has no idea what he's doing. He's insulting. He's arrogant. He thinks he's owed the White House, but he's lost his mind. He's got no sensitivity to anybody. And he's just a rambling fool. And with this comment under his belt now, you know, on top of all the touching of the little girls and everything that he does, kind of on the border of pedophilia, you know, which is not uncommon for a lot of these big Democrats these days. But he is, with all that under his belt, and now the "you ain't black" comment, I tell you what, you ain't president, Joe Biden. You ain't president. And the Democrats are going to have to, they're going to have to get rid of him. So there's two things that are going to happen, or one of two things, I should say. They're either going to, they're going to kill him. You know, it'll be a Hillary Clinton special, you know, body bag surprise. They'll take out Joe Biden, make him a martyr. They'll say that he was killed by, I don't know, they'll set up some kind of scapegoat. Maybe a black NRA member, you know, that way they can blame guns. And they'll have Joe Biden taken out, or they'll just quietly remove him and put him in a nursing home or something. And then they'll roll out Hillary to take his place. It seems like Hillary Clinton's going to end up on the Democrat ticket, either as president or vice president, one way or another. And if Hillary's on the ticket, then I think Trump's chances of winning go up substantially. And that's why I'm putting his chances currently at 3 out of 4. Now, I understand that these chances, they change quite dramatically, because this is the nature of the world in which we live now, right? Things are changing by the hour, it seems. I mean, the world, it's almost unrecognizable from the way it was 4 months ago, right? So anything could still change. You know, Trump's odds could dramatically go down if there's another big market crash, or they could go dramatically higher if the Democrats choose another candidate that's just as bad as Joe Biden, which is pretty easy to do, by the way. You know, Hillary Clinton would be a disaster, I think. Does anybody, I mean, do we really want to see that old hag take another shot at the White House? I mean, forget it, man. Forget it. You know, even with the vote by mail schemes, I'm not sure they can pull off enough cheating to put her in charge. I really don't know. And frankly, Trump is, he's doing some good things right now. He's taking it to China aggressively. And China needs to be destroyed. I mean, the Communist Party is the threat to all of humankind. And by the way, I just interviewed Jennifer Zeng, who is, you know, a dissident from China. She was tortured in a Chinese gulag. She's a voice of freedom. She wrote for the Epoch Times. I just interviewed her. That's going to be posted on Tuesday. You got to see that interview. It's really, really important. She's just a courageous woman for humanity. And we're blessed to have her. Communism is a threat to all of humanity, and frankly, so is Joe Biden, and so is Hillary Clinton. I mean, Joe Biden's not as much as a threat as Hillary. I mean, Hillary is like this evil demon mafia boss. She's dangerous. Joe Biden is just this bumbling racist Tourette's syndrome fool with a neurological disorder and a sense of entitlement. I don't think Joe Biden even wants to be there. Maybe Joe Biden said this to finally get himself removed. You know, maybe Joe Biden woke up this morning and just said to himself, you know what? I'm tired of even trying to run for office. You know, he probably realizes he's just a placeholder for Hillary Clinton or, you know, Michael Obama anyway. And he's just holding the spot open. And he probably woke up today and he thought to himself, what can I say that would really get me removed from the DNC? And it turns out, quote, "you ain't black" is one of those things. If you were to have a list of things that you could say that would basically totally piss off every black person in America, "you ain't black" is probably on the top of that list, because I don't even know what does that even mean, in the "you ain't black". What? So he gets to decide when you're black enough for him? So how, let me ask this question. How, if you're a black person listening to this, this is the question to you. How do you become black enough for Joe Biden's definition of black? This is my question. How I mean, in his racist mind, what is required? I mean, next, is Joe Biden going to just go full racial Tourette's, like fried chicken, you know, and just follow every horribly racist meme and comment? I mean, what's going to come out of his mouth next? This aging, demented white guy who obviously his mind is filled with this expectation of what makes you black enough to be black. And I don't think old white guys have the right to decide that. Do you? Is he going to have like the black section on the subway now, or the bus, and the not black enough section? You know, are we going to go back to Rosa Parks days? If Joe Biden's president, I can just see it. You get on public transportation. First of all, you got to show your COVID-19 antibodies passport. And then there's a test. Not only are they testing your antibodies for the coronavirus, then there's a black test on the Joe Biden bus. And you got to pass the black enough test to get into the black section of the bus, which I guess in his world, that maybe that would be the front of the bus. And then the ain't black enough section would be the back of the bus. I mean, this guy is insulting to all of us. Frankly, he's insulting to white people too. If you're listening to this and you're a black person, I want you to know Joe Biden is insulting to all of us. He's insulting to white people because, you know, he's white. And in a sense, people will look at what he says and they'll think, oh, is this what old white guys think? Oh, hell no. This is not the way old white guys think. As an old white guy myself, not as old as Joe Biden, but, you know, not a spring chicken either. But I tell you what, this thought never would have crossed my mind to say to a black person, you ain't black enough. I mean, that he had to pull that out of an alternate universe. I don't know, like some kind of Jim Crow universe of the old South plantations or something. Where did he pull this? How does this even enter the Joe Biden demented mind? You know, as a white guy, I'm offended by this. And if I were a black guy, probably be even more offended. So I tell you what, if I were a black guy, I would be posting an article listing questions. I would title it something like, is this black enough for you, motherfucker? And I would have questions in there like black, you know, all the black racist assumptions that racist people would make. And I would say, oh, is this black enough for you? You know, number one, list out something that we think that old white people think black people do. You know, what about this? Is this one black enough? Well, you know, I'm not going to give examples because that might even sound racist, but I can imagine that some racist old fogey, demented white mind would be naming, you know, really racist things that I'm not even going to mention because that's not the point. Joe Biden is the one who's racist here, not me, for God's sake. This guy's lost his mind. He's lost his mind. You know who we need on this, frankly? Where is Dave Chappelle? Dave, if you're out there, white America is begging you to comment on this you ain't black enough comment by Joe Biden, okay? Because only a black comedian, I think, can really give this the proper treatment that is necessary to expose the bigotry and insanity and racistness of this comment. So please, Dave Chappelle, take to the airways. Maybe, hey, why don't you call Joe Rogan, see if you can get a contract with Spotify to do a comedy show. I want to see the Dave Chappelle Show podcast. That's what I want to see, because I've been a fan of Dave Chappelle, you know, since he first did the Dave Chappelle Show. And we missed that show. We missed Dave Chappelle. You know, we've seen his specials on Netflix or whatever, but we want a Dave Chappelle podcast. That's frankly, and episode one should just be titled, You Ain't Black. How about that? That would be, and it should feature Dave Chappelle commenting on Joe Biden. Because I guarantee you, if Trump said to any black person in America, if Trump said, you ain't black, if you don't vote for me, that would be way worse than the recording back from 2016 of, you know, grabbing the P word. Because, you know, grabbing the P word, nobody really gave a crap about that. But you don't say to a black host, you ain't black. If Trump did that, it'd be over for Trump. It'd be over. Even white people and black people would be saying, nah, you got to leave the White House now, man. You say you ain't black, you ain't president. That's what's happening there. But when Biden says it, it's okay because a Democrat said it. I tell you what, hopefully this will wake up the black community across America to the fact that Democrats, frankly, treat you like dirt. Democrats have no value for you. They don't have any dignity in mind when they talk about you or talk to you. They don't talk with you. They're not having a conversation with you. They're talking to you, down to you. You don't say you ain't black. That's like, I mean, reverse the situation. What if the radio host, who's a black man, what if he had said to Joe Biden, you ain't white, right? You ain't white. Joe Biden might actually have to look at his own forearm just to check. I'm not. He might have to check with his aide, his analyst, his coach. Am I white? And she'd say, yeah, you're pretty damn white, boy. Yeah, you are totally white. You are so white that when you join the White House, if you get elected, that we're going to have to call it like the pale White House. That's how white you are, Joe. But you definitely ain't black. But if the situation was reversed, man, can you imagine the outcry? Can you imagine? I'm telling you, this is psychically shocking to those of us in America who are culturally sensitive. Those of us in America, like myself, who, I mean, even though, you know, I voted for Trump, you know, I'm pro-human rights for all humans. I don't even think of people in terms of their skin color. I don't think of people in terms of their gender. We are fighting a pro-human war against an anti-human death agenda of biological weapons and toxic vaccines and economic destruction and total censorship. Who cares if you're white or black? Who cares if you're Latino or Chinese or Korean or whatever? Doesn't matter. What matters is, are you fighting for humanity? But Joe Biden thinks you ain't black enough. Whoa. Okay. All right. I have one final suggestion for Joe Biden. I think as part of his fundraising campaign, he should go to Nabisco and he should have a line of snacks that he sells online to raise money for his reelection. And they should be called You Ain't Black Crackers. And that he could raise a lot of money for that. Have his little smiling white Joe Biden face, a little grin on the package. You ain't black crackers. And he could have a hand on like a 7-year-old girl or something on the back of the crackers. And on every cracker, every time you eat a cracker, Joe Biden's face is right there on the cracker. And that's right. And the brand, I guess it could be called You Ain't Black Crackers Incorporated. You know, you could have like a support email address on the package. If you don't think these crackers are black enough, email youaintblackenough@crackers.com or something like that. That should be the Joe Biden fundraiser, because that would be totally consistent with the insane behavior of this embarrassment to humanity, embarrassment to all white people. I'm ashamed that this man is still functioning out there and embarrassing himself. But, you know, I guess it doesn't matter because I don't associate. He doesn't speak for me. He doesn't speak for real white people, by the way. He speaks for basically insane racist Tourette's sufferers. This guy should be in a treatment center, okay, with his You Ain't Black Enough crackers. Feed him his little snack crackers. That's where he should be. And the sooner the Democrats take you know, what do they take when they yank you off the stage? It's like a cane. They take that hook and they just yank you off the stage. That's what they should do to him, but they should do it by his balls. You know, just stick a cane in his crotch and just rip that sucker right off the stage. And have a black man do that. And after the black man rips Joe Biden off the stage, he should say to him, yeah, I am black enough, Joe, black enough to take your ass off the stage. How about that? You're done. You're done. We're going to put you in a treatment center. Now that I would applaud. That would be the best TV ever. They should have a Netflix special called You Ain't Black versus Joe Biden. Like, how about the You Ain't Black version of the UFC where Joe Biden fights black fighters in MMA? That'd be awesome. We'd just call it like a tap out cracker special. That'd be awesome. I want to see Joe Biden in an arm bar or a rear naked choke. How about that? That would be worth seeing. So come on, Dana White, give us some UFC action. The You Ain't Black Enough Joe Biden Cracker MMA special, brought to you by You Ain't Black Crackers from the Joe Biden reelection campaign. How about that? That's perfect. This guy's an embarrassment to all of us. So look, the bottom line, folks, you know, we can laugh at this. And, you know, I'm trying to laugh at it. I wish we had Dave Chappelle. He'd make us laugh way more. But this is actually, just to wrap this up, this is sick. This is a mental illness that Joe Biden has. You know, it's sick. It's disgusting. It's unacceptable. We do not accept this in our society, okay? You don't talk to anybody that way. It's like talking to a woman and saying, you're not woman enough. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Joe Biden doing an interview with, let's say, a couple of lesbian podcast hosts and say, you're not woman enough? Can you imagine the outrage of that? You know, but that's the equivalent of what he just did. Or what if he's being interviewed by a gay guy and he says, you're not gay enough? Well, what do I have to be gay enough for you, Joe Biden? How, you know, do I have to demonstrate more gay behaviors? Do I have to have more gay, a gay lisp? Or, you know, what is your gayness requirement? I mean, you don't talk to people this way. Not in a civilized society. Not in a culturally sensitive society, okay? So at the end of this podcast here, even though I have tried to have some satire here at Joe Biden's expense, I do want to say for the record, I condemn that kind of talk by Joe Biden to a person of any color, of any gender, of any race, of any religion. It's like, what if he said, oh, you're not Christian enough, you know, you're not Muslim enough, you're not, I don't know, what other things? It's just unacceptable. I condemn it, and it's time for him to go. It's time for Joe to go. He needs to be put in a mental institution or, I don't know, a psychiatric assistance program. Maybe they need to do another round of brain surgery on him and find, like, where did the other half of his brain go? Maybe give him an implant of some kind. Look, we should microchip this guy. He should be a candidate for an AI system. Let's have a Google AI implant into Joe Biden and find out what happens if you combine artificial intelligence with racial Tourette's, you know, in an old white guy Democrat body. That would be fascinating. They'd probably get a Nobel Prize for that or something, you know, some kind of new science breakthrough, you know, a racist biological artificial robot system runs for the White House, offends everyone. Redefines racism to a whole new level. He even used the word ain't, by the way. He could have said aren't, like you aren't black, but I think he went with the ain't because he's trying to maybe talk more blackish as he's insulting black people. What? So please, Joe, please exit stage left and rid the world of your insanity and your racial divide, your racial division, your friction. You are the antithesis of Dr. King Jr. You You are, like Dr. King is like, you know, we should all be brothers and sisters together fighting for human dignity. Joe Biden is like, you ain't black enough. You know, oh, wow. This should go down in history, frankly, as one of the worst anti-great quotes in the history of politics. And I think it's the final sign that Joe Biden has lost it. He's become, I'll just say, cognitively retarded, okay? He's cognitively deficient. If he's going to do that, what's he going to do in the White House? If he gets elected, what's he going to do on the economy and you know, geopolitics and trade negotiations with China, launching nuclear weapons? You know, what's he going to say? Oh, you're not communist enough. Hit launch, you know? The guy's insane. He's utterly insane. And frankly, he looks like an aged Pee Wee Herman. You know, like you could just imagine this guy hunched over in the closet, looking at kiddie porn, masturbating, and screaming racial Tourette's quotes. I mean, he's that gone. He's just totally insane. They should get rid of this guy. And if they don't, Trump wins this thing. If they do get rid of Biden and replace him with Hillary, then, you know, Trump's in for a fight. But I think Hillary gets defeated again, because her neurology is practically on the verge of imploding as well. But so far, she hasn't uttered radically racial insulting things. But who knows? Maybe that moment is coming. Maybe this is how Democrats are being, you know, coached to connect with America by insulting people. Because look, they don't think anything of you anyway. They think they're kings and queens and gods, and that you're just nothing but, you know, a bunch of useless rabble to them. So this is what they actually think of you. And maybe we should thank Joe Biden for demonstrating that accurately to show us what he really thinks. And there's a lot of elite Democrats that think that way too. But my God, I just, wow. We ought to make a bumper sticker out of this, except probably we'd be called racism. No, we're quoting him. We're quoting that racist lunatic. It's crazy times, folks, crazy times. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. I appreciate your support for what we do. And, you know, all of you who are listening, who are Black Americans, please don't hold this guy against the rest of us, because this is not the way, at least not anybody that I know actually thinks, for God's sake. Disgusting, but, you know, slightly entertaining at the same time that he's that insane. So we'll see. Thanks for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent,
body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.